meet one of Poland's biggest music stars. Natalia Kukulska rehearsing in the music studio at her Warsaw home. It's the title track from her new album, Sexy Flexy. Natalia's just 32, but she's walked a long musical journey.
I was 6 years old when I sang my first song.
In the mid-80s, little Natalia was an unconventional pop star, but Poland loved her. Three childhood albums sold more than 2 million copies.
I didn't look so nice, so pretty, like a lot of girls, because of my glasses, and I was a little bit fat. And I think that people liked me because they saw that, oh, this is a typical girl.
Natalia comes from a famous family, both celebrated and tragic.
My daddy is a composer, and my mother was a singer. I said she was a singer because she's gone.
Natalia's mother, Anna Jantar, was one of the biggest Polish performers of the 70s. She was killed in a plane crash when Natalia was just 4. Poland watched Natalia grow up and come to terms with that loss.
It was hard because, you know, every time when I was on the stage, I know that people are looking at me, but they see also my mother in me.
In 1996, she launched her adult career. 6 albums later, she's confident people see her as an artist in her own right. Successful, diverse, and happy.
The most important thing to me in my job is to do what I want, not what I should do. And I think that I have the time now. It's a good time.
As Natalia grew, her country transformed from communism to thriving democracy.
Communism was so sad. Everything was uncolored, let's say. And music was one of the things that make people more believe in the future.
Poland's future is now one of great optimism, and Natalia says that brings great energy to the country's contemporary music.
Everything is changing around you, and it's inspiring.
Polish music was on show at this recent concert in London's Wembley Arena. Natalia performed with a lineup of the country's biggest music acts. While this artist says she's inspired by her homeland, she also hopes her music is influencing Poles' new sense of empowerment. Phil Black, CNN, Warsaw.